Welcome to the Fleet and Family podcast series, where we take small parts of some of our classes and make them available in 5 minutes or less. In today's podcast, we will be talking about elements of time management. As we discussed in a previous podcast, time management is the process of organizing and planning how to divide your time between specific activities. In this podcast, we will be discussing the elements that help us manage our time more efficiently in order to understand both its importance and how we can take ownership of it. Number one, managing goals. Our goals and how we manage them are such a large part of time management that we have dedicated an entire podcast to this subject, so we're merely brushing the surface in this session. Goals are important in a person's life. Without those goals, one wanders aimlessly through. By setting and managing our goals, we separate them based on timelines and levels of importance in order to achieve our final objectives. Number two, managing our tasks. We all tackle important tasks daily, big or small. By learning to manage our task, we make sure that we are not overwhelmed by the deluge of things on our proverbial honey-do list. When we manage our tasks, we ensure that we do not forget important errands or miss deadlines. We lower our stress and set ourselves up for success this way. Number three, prioritize. This is a crucial element and helps us to maximize our output. Since our time is not limitless, it is vital that a person completes their priorities first before anything else. The secret to prioritizing is simply knowing what is necessary to accomplish a goal and then moving forward from there. Number four, planning. Here is where owning a calendar is a great idea. Whether it be physical or virtual, a calendar is necessary to keeping yourself on track. It is also important to note that if you keep more than one calendar, like an office calendar that's paper and a family calendar that's digital, for instance, that you make sure to synchronize them so you don't miss any details. This is also helpful if you happen to have more than one calendar going in your family. Number five, very important, procrastination management. Everyone has a tendency to procrastinate, and for some, the old adage, never do today what you can put off until tomorrow, are words to live by. In order to be successful in managing your time, you must learn to resist procrastination. It is also imperative that you recognize barriers in your life that keep you from managing your time efficiently. There are plenty of things that compete for your attention, but we have compiled a list of the top 10 obstacles for your consideration. They are barrier one, a lack of goals or direction. If you don't have goals to reach, you just wander through each step without direction and spend valuable time spinning your wheels. Barrier two, the inability to say no. This is a circular pattern that will make you busy, but probably not in ways that will help you complete your tasks. Barrier three, taking on too much. Being overwhelmed by everything will give you a headache and stall your momentum. Barrier four, time wasters. This could be anything that takes your attention away from the task at hand. Barrier five, procrastination. Our favorite friend who leads us down the path of least resistance. This will definitely stop us moving forward. Barrier six, distractions. This could be anything that takes us away from the task we are trying to complete. Even if it has value, if it keeps us from completing our goal, it's a distraction. Barrier seven, a negative attitude. This relegates every task we attempt to the impossible pile and is a guaranteed way to make ourselves and everyone around us miserable. Barrier eight, fatigue or poor health. If we are not taking care of ourselves, this will stifle our creativity and disrupt our ability to complete our objectives. Barrier nine, interruptions. Those well-meaning friends or coworkers who stop by for a chat are wonderful to visit with here and there, but if we allow them to fill up most of our day, then our goals will not be accomplished. And finally, we come to barrier number 10, social media. Although it's great to catch up with our friends and family virtually, this can begin to eat into our productivity if we leave it unchecked. Finally, once we have mastered our desire to procrastinate and overcome those barriers, we come to the final element of time management, that of creating a reminder system. By creating a follow-up system, we make sure that old tasks or projects are not forgotten in the arrival of new tasks or projects. There will always be new things to do each day that will need our attention, and a good reminder system will help us manage all of those tasks. This was just a small piece from our time management class. Thank you for joining me and Fleet and Family in our podcast series.